welcome to this UBP podcast. My name is Rubesh Adaya, and I'm a senior investment specialist for EM Fixed Income at UBP Asset Management. Today we are going to take a look at valuations in EM local currency markets. The recent round of positive performances in local currency markets has offered investors hope of some recovery after the asset class dropped by 16% between mid-February and mid-May 2022. Rising yield levels have contributed the most to the underperformance year-to-date, and investors are now hopeful that the current high interest rates and the prospect of lower inflation in the second half of 2022 could offer attractive carry, as well as the potential for capital appreciation this year. Here, we look at valuations in local currency debt, which emerging markets are benefiting from higher commodity prices, and why the UBAM EM Sustainable Local Bond can help improve investors' allocation to the largest EM debt asset class. COVID and the conflict in Ukraine have triggered successive rounds of sell-offs in risk assets, with emerging markets experiencing strong outflows over the last 18 months. EM currencies suffered as investors sold their exposures, but rising global inflation also meant that emerging market central banks had to raise interest rates quite aggressively over the course of 2021. Unlike their developed market counterparts, emerging markets have historically been more proactive at addressing inflationary issues, and as a result, a number of EM central banks raised interest rates over the course of 2021, well ahead of the Federal Reserve and the European Central Bank. With a yield of 6.7%, the EM local currency debt index is now at some of the highest levels seen in the last 5 years. Having already raised interest rates significantly, emerging market central banks can now cut interest rates should their economic growth slow, which would lead to positive capital returns for bondholders. In addition, should inflation decline in the coming months, EM local debt would offer an attractive real yield compared to developed markets, which could see their currencies appreciate in the next few months relative to safe haven currencies. Net exporters of fuel or agricultural products are expected to be significant beneficiaries of a current surge in commodity prices. While a significant number of emerging markets could be classified as either agricultural or fuel exporters, some markets are likely to be particularly impacted by rising energy and food prices. Middle Eastern countries such as Jordan, Kuwait, and Lebanon are likely to face higher inflationary pressures given their reliance on imported food, and El Salvador and Angola are also particularly vulnerable in our analysis. Conversely, countries such as Argentina, Uruguay, Brazil, and Chile will probably benefit, given the large proportion of agriculture in their exports. While food inflation will impact most Middle Eastern countries, rising fuel prices will likely ensure rising revenues for net fuel exporters. In addition, countries such as Gabon, Angola, and Kazakhstan will also likely benefit. In contrast, we see countries such as Lebanon, Honduras, and Tunisia as likely to suffer more than others, given their high reliance on fuel imports. Inflation is unlikely to impact every emerging market in the same way, and selectivity will be key in the next few months to determine which country is likely to benefit or suffer from rising prices. After facing significant duration-related losses over the last few months, EM local debt could benefit from central banks' cut in interest rates in the coming months. EM local debt has been outperforming most major asset classes this year, despite the strong US dollar dynamic. While the asset class has performed well, we believe that UBAM EM Sustainable Local Bond offers a better way to access it. Year to date, the fund has returned -3.4%, outperforming traditional EM local currency indices significantly, as well as most other fixed income asset classes. The fund's risk parity approach has enabled it to limit the downside during market turbulence, while its sustainability focus has ensured we avoided exposure to Russia this year. We believe that the fund's ability to allocate capital based on each market's riskiness rather than based on benchmarks weightings can lead to an improved risk-adjusted return profile for investors over time, while also limiting serious drawdowns in times of market stress.
We hope you enjoyed this podcast. Feel free to contact us for any questions or visit our website, ubp.com.